Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
That's right, 9 o'clock on a Tuesday. Start, Bench, Cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Getting to know Jay's Southland Tow. Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't bring up a frozen burrito, Start, Bench, Cut. So we go to frozen food. Now, Mac, I don't know how prevalent these were when you were a child, but one of them was what I'm mentioning. Frozen burrito, frozen pizza, frozen TV dinner. I don't know how many Hungry Mans you ate.
Oh, my God. It's funny you say that because yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In that, I think it was the I Like Food Twitter handle. They showed a picture of the old TV dinners from the 50s and 60s.
With that stale brownie? And no, the corn, that was
it
my
had,
age.
It had the peas and carrots. It had like an apple, you know, like
sauce,
moist apple, you know, with a glaze on the apples, like apple pie filling, basically.
The word moist and glazed were used. I'm out.
It had mashed potatoes, and then it had three pieces of like fried chicken on a steel tray that you had to heat in the oven, right? And I was looking at that. I'm going, Mac has no idea what this is.
Well, if it's from the 50s and 60s, there's about three of us here that don't
know
what they are.
like, but you heard those back when I put them in the oven. Now we got this microwave.
Times were hard growing up. We had Kid Cuisine.
I think
it had a blue box. It had a like a stale, weird gingerbread chocolate brownie, a side of corn, the mashed potatoes definitely there, and then it was pick your poison, meatloaf,
Salisbury steak, whatever probably. Yeah, all that kind of crap. Like TV dinners, I didn't eat much, but what I did do, and still every once in a while, the smart ones from Weight Watchers, those are really good.
Okay. Lean Cuisine.
Yeah, Lean Cuisines are good too. The butternut squash ravioli that Lean Cuisine has. Fantastic. And here's what you do. Put it over a bed of spinach. You got your vegetables, you didn't add calories.
Look at you.
Fills you up. So
where do you start, bench, cut? Frozen burrito, frozen pizza, TV dinner.
Well, the frozen pizza's a start. I mean, that's no brainer. Benching the burrito, and then I'll cut the frozen TV dinner because I was never a hungry man guy. And microwaved fried chicken at this day and age just doesn't sound good.
Yeah, absolutely. The only acceptable order.
Yeah. Okay. We go to wide receivers, I think 1, 2, and 3 in the NFL. JSN, CeeDee Lamb, JJ Jetta.
No Chase here.
No.
Fair enough.
JJ, JSN, CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb should be higher based on his reaction to last night's catch by Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, oh, my God, he broke that Boland. What's his name? Boland, Bland, whatever his name is.
Deron Bland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he was bland on that play. I'll tell you, ankle snapped in half.
Fell to the ground.
I've never seen anything like that. It is like it was like a sniper, man. Down.
It was. Yeah, I'll go JJ, JSN, CeeDee for this season.
CeeDee just always is there.
He's so good.
I mean, last night, 7 for 85, and that's just a C game for CeeDee.
Normal, yeah. He needs to be on a decent team.
Yep. Losing years of prime for him.
I'm going to wear the big 8-8, Michael Irvin. We go to outsiders looking in. Start, bench, cut on belief. Ravens, Texans, Bears.
I'll go right in that order. Well, no, depending on the injury to C.J. Stroud.
It's a concussion.
But how long is it going to be? Is it a concussion that lasts weeks? Is it one that lasts a day? You know,
we'll see. I mean, he'll be in protocol until probably Thursday afternoon, and then Friday it'll be see if he goes.
I'll go Ravens, Bears, Texans, because I think the AFC is a little bit more muddled, and I think the Bears are starting from a better starting off point at 5-3, still in the thick of it with that division, easier schedule. So I'll go that.
Okay.
Biggest Chiefs threat, start, bench, cut. All three on the schedule in the remaining of the season. One of them twice, Broncos, Chargers, Colts.
None of those teams do it for me, right? But I'm going to start the Colts, or not the Colts, the Chargers, because they've already beat us once. I'll go with the Broncos because they're in the division, and then I'll cut the Colts because they're not.
I'm ranking these based off teams that I think the Chiefs, like threats? Yeah, okay, then I'll start the Colts, and I'll bench the Broncos, and I'll cut the Chargers.
Okay. Chargers too injured. We found out Amari Hampton should be back after their Week 12 bye.
Yeah, Joe Alt's now done for the year.
Yep. That's not good.
It's huge, man.
We go on. Tuesday night, kind of bland sports night unless you are, you know, diehard NBA, but not a full schedule tonight.
No.
Some teams playing back-to-back tonight. One of the Milwaukee. Did you see Giannis poster Drew's boy last night in
yes,
that game?
Yes, I did.
Yeesh. Par for the course. Tuesday night, what's better, start, bench, cut? Movie night, documentary night, or random sports night?
Probably start documentary, bench the sports, and cut the movie.
Yeah, not a movie guy for you. Man. Not doing movies. I'll start the doc as well. I'll bench the movie, and yeah, I'll cut the sports. This is a good sports-free night for me.
You know it'd be great for you? I don't know if you'll be able to do this unless there's Wi-Fi in the plane that maybe you can do this or you can download the episodes. Yeah. Download the first three episodes of the Internet Invitational.
Oh, for the golf? Yeah,
all
yeah,
the
yeah.
YouTube golfers.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Basically, Barstool and Bob Does Sports. The content's great. Yesterday, episode 3 just dropped. It was fantastic. And then all these a-holes out there, just like a tax page Sporanic. All these blowhard dudes that can't play golf that think they're better than her, like attacked her and put her in this huge emotional trance yesterday. She went live on IG to talk about it. She's in tears. All these people talking about how she's, you know, this know-it-all, a B-word, a C-word.
What?
Oh, yeah, dude. It was
Holy
brutal.
Crap.
And I'm like, these guys are just a-holes, dude.
That sucks.
So then today she posted a picture of the golf cart, all smiles from here on out. I was like, go do you, Paige.
Let's go.
Screw these guys. You are a beautiful woman that I would spend.
She's good at golf, right?
Insane.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought she was really
scratch
good.
Scratch golfer, plays from the back tees. Insane. And she's awesome on this documentary because she's the only one that's like cool, level-headed. All these other guys, there's ego. There's, you know, because they got raided and all, the, and all these guys went after her on Instagram like, shut your mouth. Know that it's a men's game.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her because she, what's that song by NSYNC? God must have spent a little more time on you. Spent a lot of time on Paige Sporanic, and you could be Paige Likens any day you want. Just come to Kansas City, and it's on.
Will you be Dusty Sporanic?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta
I'll be Dusty Paige Sporanic.
Okay, sick.
On God right there, man.
Let's go.
We go back to this. I know the answer to you, but Halloween, the day after, the weekend after Thanksgiving, or December 1st, start, bench, cut. Ooh. Christmas tree time.
Oh, yeah, we're up already.
I know
a lot of people are going up already. People
Jen's
are just
horny
ready
for Christmas.
She
though.
Is, yeah. She's horny and for Christmas in July.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because I think we're, 50 days away from, 51 days away from Christmas, yeah, November 4th?
Yeah, it's fast, yeah.
Can't do that much, can it?
I'll say, but if I'm really doing it, the weekend after Thanksgiving, then December 1st, and then the day after Halloween. Like, we were just in the Christmas spirit. The Chiefs didn't play good. Jengos were putting up the tree.
All right.
Yeah, I actually think I agree with that.
Change the mindset of the house a little bit, too. The kids have been kind of, you know,
Will you guys put it up after you get back from Spain? That's probably when you do it?
Yep.
Not the day after.
No.
That's jet lagged and just chilling.
That's doing nothing.
You won't be jet lagged coming back. Like I told you yesterday.
That's true. You're kind of.
You'll raw dog it on the way over. You just stay up the entire time or sleep the entire time. Hit the ground running and you'll be fine.
I have to sleep the way there, though.
Yeah, you do. You have to sleep the way there. You take a melatonin or whatever you got to take to get yourself to sleep, and you'll wake up. You'll feel great after 7 or 8 hours on a plane, and then you'll hit the ground running. Because if you don't, you'll spend the entire day in Spain on Kansas City time, and you'll waste the entire day. And for the 5 or 6 days that you're going, do you want to waste an entire day being miserable?
No.
Because it happened to my parents and I. We went to London back in like 06. On the plane the whole time. None of us slept. Got on that double-decker bus. Boy, we slept the entire time. I didn't see a damn thing in London.
How good was Danon Hughes today?
Fantastic.
I say we revisit that man on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Happy day, everybody, on a Tuesday here in Kansas City. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
It's supposed to be in the 70s today, and then over the weekend, forget about it. It's going to be in the 40s and 20s, so.
Yeah, not till like Saturday night. Looks like 74 on Tuesday, 64 Wednesday, 71 on Thursday, 69 on
nice.
Friday, 65 Saturday, then down to 29 degrees that night, and then a high of 43 on Sunday. So, a wee bit chilly.
Let me ask you this, or tell you this. Jordan Schultz, remember when he tried to fight at the Starbucks that time?
Ian Rappaport.
Was it Ian Rappaport? That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, Jordan Schultz's father invented Starbucks, by the way. But he's reporting this morning. We'll see if any deals get done. But the two names or the two teams I'm watching today for potential quote holy crap trades are the Seahawks and Broncos.
Ooh, wow. If Seattle made a holy crap trade, that'd be awesome.
What would they need for a holy crap trade? Like, what is their... You guys watch them more than I do. I was thinking about Seattle the other day. It's like, I just don't pay attention. If my cousin didn't live out there and root for him, it wouldn't do anything for me.
I could see them adding a receiver because Cooper Kupp is in the balance of being injured, being healthy. Who are you going to pair with JSN?
Yeah, premier pass rusher maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, wide receiver, premier pass rusher. I mean, their team's already great. They're on track for the one seed.
They're a really good football team that nobody is talking about right now.
I've been talking about it for 3 weeks, guys.
You have?
I've been on Seattle.
Top five defense.
And their point differential. I believe they're second behind the Colts in the NFL.
Who are they competing with then? The Rams out there and San Francisco out there? All of a sudden, that division got good.
Yeah,
it was wild.
You know?
It's a wild, wild west out there.
And again, not enough credit given to Kyle Shanahan. I'll continue to say that.
I could also see Seattle being the team that goes and gets Henderson.
DJ Henderson?
Hendrickson.
Hendrickson.
Trey Hendrickson. That would be a huge move. Yes. Yeah.
That's he's looking at, and you talk about pass rusher, and you need a team that's, you know, going to need something on the defensive side, and there's a team that's willing to start trading defensive players because we saw they traded their middle linebacker to Dallas, Cincinnati being that team.
Uh-huh.
Broncos is interesting. Do they go get a wide receiver? Do they go get what's the Sertan situation? Do they need defensive help?
Mm-hmm.
They definitely don't need defensive line help, so it's not there.
Yeah.
Offensive line, maybe they're the team that goes and gets
they need
Allegretti.
A wide receiver, I would think, though,
I think
with
so
Denver.
Too.
Like you need a skilled position player. And Denver and Seattle are interesting. They're in a different category than we are, obviously. And they are kind of in a go for it now. The last time these two teams were relevant was a decade ago, right? When they played each other in the Super Bowl for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. Seattle really hasn't been that relevant since. Denver, obviously, we know hasn't been that relevant since. They're kind of like what the Royals were a year ago. You're there. You better go big, man. Go make some moves. Go get some guys and see if you can push this thing across the finish line if you're Seattle or Denver. They're in a more hair on fire trade deadline scenario because of where they've been than the Chiefs are because of where they've been. They've had this success. The Chiefs will go out and make a minor move today that nobody knows who we're talking about. But at the end of the year, he's going to be a big time player. We're going to be like, damn, thank goodness we got that big fat defensive tackle in there to stop the run or whoever the hell they go out there and get. I wouldn't expect that bombshell of a trade like Jordan Schultz is talking about, the holy crap trades. He's only got two teams, Seattle and Denver. And this also may be a very uneventful trade deadline, right? I thought we'd see a lot more action by this time today. I know it's only 9:20 in the morning, but it's 11 o'clock almost on the East Coast, and we've only seen the one trade kind of announced, and it's nothing that's really moving the needle for anybody.
You talk about Seattle having a top five defense. You know why? You know where he came from? So Mike McDonald is the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
So Baltimore.
Correct. And what's happened to Baltimore's defense?
Yeah,
decimated.
Zach Orr is going to get fired.
Who?
Zach Orr, former player.
Yeah,
don't know him. He's a DC in Baltimore.
He's the one you always see. Like, you know.
Is he the guy that yells on the sideline all the time? Like he's very animated.
Yeah.
You know?
Young. Yeah, I know that. He's very young.
Moore was the linebackers coach. Then he went to Michigan as the defensive coordinator. Then he went to the Ravens as a defensive coordinator, and now he's at Seattle. where his head coaching record is 16-9, and they have a top five defense, and they're using that project that was recreated in Sam Darnold.
It's awesome.
And it's going well in Seattle. You know, it's also going well in Carolina.
What's up, y'all? I got a question. Y'all ready to support these Carolina Panthers as they keep pounding against these Green Bay Packers? Yeah. Also, if I had $150,000,
you fly privately.
I want you to know exactly what I would do, y'all. Check it out. Spend $150,000 on a football team. Wait a minute, that's not enough to buy a team. Spend $150,000 on a tricked out Porsche. Wait, what? Minnesota, it snows too much. Build me a tennis court outside my house. But the HOA's gonna make me tear it down. Might give me some Panther season ticks. Just might get a tiny home in the sticks. I get some Reese's peanut butter cups. Heck no, I ain't sharing, I'ma eat them all up. Might give me a plane and fly to Spain. Except I don't even know how to fly a plane. Scratch that, I'ma get me a big old bus. One big enough for all of us to do. Double Dutch, getting chased by turkeys as we cruise around. Windows down, not up, so you can hear the sound.
If you had $150,000,
that's right, baby. He throws some Monopoly money up.
Yes.
And the outtakes, he just says, "Who's going to pick up all this damn money? You." I guess you clearly live alone. You had mentioned earlier a tough Tuesday was Xavier Worthy. We had mentioned the reports of him maybe tipping pitches, of knowing what's going to be a run, what's going to be a pass. Taden Hughes, who was excellent today, we have a couple cuts from that interview, missed it. Go back and listen to it in its entirety. Good stuff from Taden Hughes, as always, as he breaks down this team going into the first half. But this was Taden Hughes on Xavier Worthy's, I guess, setup when he goes out as wide receiver.
It can be a challenge to be the number one receiver and then be relegated to the number two receiver. And remember, I mean, he and Rashee Rice hadn't played together that much. And for Rashee to come back in, and now he is getting the targets that Xavier was getting. He's running the flip passes and the jet sweeps and, you know, lining up in the backfield and in the wildcat formation. And now Xavier is the number two. It's easier to go from number two to number one than to go from number two to number one back to number two, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, these are the things that, from a bye week perspective, from self-evaluation and self-scouting, that, and the coaches coming into play, that these are the things that you tighten up during the bye week.
It's interesting to hear Danen talk about that, hey, right?
What did you write down?
I wrote EGE is what I wrote down. And if we're going to, and one plus five, four equals five. Mm-hmm. If we're going to say EGE and we're going to say one plus four equals five, we can't have that what Danen's talking about there, where it's going from one back to two, right?
Mm-hmm.
If EGE, everyone going to eat, it shouldn't matter where you are. So is EGE real? Is one plus four equal five real? Or is what Danen's saying the real thing right now? That there could be a tough adjustment going back from one to two. And I understand that. There is a little bit of a blow to the ego. But if it's EGE and it's everyone going to eat, then it shouldn't matter what the label is on you. It should matter that you find yourself open and you eat, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at that wrong. And maybe that's the simplistic approach to it. But if you're going to have the motto of EGE and one plus four equals five, then we can't have what Danen was talking about where he's having a tough time adjusting back to number two, because it shouldn't matter if everyone's going to eat. Am I wrong on that one, guys? I mean, help me out here.
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. I mean, it's legitimately what it means. Everyone's going to eat. I don't care. You know, fine. You go dance. I'll go dance with you. You go score a touchdown. That's awesome. And obviously, we're already seeing just a couple weeks into this, oh, wait, EGE means that I eat less.
That's right.
Yeah,
everyone.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm not going to have the same amount of food, but everyone is going to eat.
Yes.
Like, it's like all of a sudden, it, like, oh, that's what that means. No, I don't like that.
I think I was on record 2 weeks ago to say, yeah, EGE, everybody's going to eat, but somebody's going to eat more. I don't know if that causes trouble in paradise.
Well, it shouldn't though. If you're gonna use the EGE, right? If you're gonna use that, then that should be your mantra, regardless if you have one reception or 10 receptions, or if you're the target in this game. Like, watch what what's his name, Marvin Harrison Jr. did last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after the game, he said his whole mind and demeanor changed this week because they said they were gonna utilize him more in the game, right? And they did. They went out there and he became the focal point of that game. But even if you're not the focal point of that game and you're in an offense where you're talking about EGE and one for all and wall for one, shouldn't matter. It really shouldn't. Like, I understand Marvin Harrison Jr. I get that. But when you've got an offense that's been predicated on everyone's going to eat, we all of a sudden can't be saying, well, I'm not going to play today because I'm not getting the serving that I want.
Well, and to stick to your example, what did Marvin Harrison Jr. do last night? He balled.
Dominated.
He was open, dominated, high-pointing the ball, mossing people. Like, hey, Mahomes will throw it to you if you're open, and I just haven't seen Xavier Worthy gain that separation enough. So, you know, EGE, that's awesome, great, fun. If you're a wide receiver that in the back of your head's going, man, I want to eat more, okay, do it. Xavier, you're on the field. Taekwon, Juju, Hollywood, those guys aren't even getting the snaps. You're getting chances.
And everyone's going to eat more is just not a rallying cry that we're putting on a T-shirt. It's a, no, this is legit. This is what this means. Like, everyone's going to eat. We're all not going to be served the same portion size. We're all not going to get the same amount, but we're all going to eat. We're all going to be good. At the end of the day, it's all about winning. And if we win, who the hell cares, right? They lost a game, and now we're hearing about body language, tipping pitches, and all this kind of stuff. I hope that is correct, and they do rectify that. And they will, because they've rectified everything this year. When something's become an issue, they figured it out. Hopefully, that was a bad move by Buffalo to announce that to the world, that Xavier Worthy was tipping pitches. Because now the Chiefs can go, oh, bleep, is he? And now they can look at everybody else and go, is somebody else doing that as well? Maybe that's why we weren't effective on offense. Maybe on a passing play, 77 is doing something, or 65 or 50 or whoever the case may be. So now it's going to be cause to look at every single player. Like, sorry, man, the guy who has to put all the video together, like the guy who's making $22,000 a year getting all the video clips together. You're going to be working a lot this week, man. You're going to be doing ISOs on almost everybody now to see if anybody else is tipping pitches.
Tipping pitches with your effort, though, is that's unacceptable, dude. Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Every play, 100% intensity. You're getting paid millions of dollars. Let's go. You're on the best football team in the world. Let's go. Not right now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, it is exactly what you're saying, though. I mean, you're talking about, you know, a situation where you're a professional athlete. You should take full advantage of all the opportunities that you have been given, all of the opportunities that are there, and you should want to go out and create more of those opportunities. Like, I understand a lot of these guys are used to being the number one wherever they've been. But then you get to the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA, and everybody's just as good. You got to learn how to assimilate into a team and be part of that team. And that means if the ball's not going to you, you don't take the playoff, because have you seen Patrick Mahomes? Everybody's a receiver that should be open on every single play. There should be no not putting your mouthpiece in or not lining up like Dana was talking about.
Dana went on to talk about the eyes in the sky don't lie, especially when it comes to number 95.
Need more. I don't think it's a surprise to him. I don't think it's a surprise to anybody in the Chiefs kingdom. Like, he had two tackles against the Bills. He's got 13 tackles, two sacks, five tackles for loss on the season in nine games. Like, I don't think it's outside of the realm of possibility that, or the thought process of, hey, we just need more. You're supposed to be the best defensive lineman in the league. It's not a knock. He's going to be on the Ring of Honor. He's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame. But at 5-4, losing four games by one score, the same four games that we won last year when we went 11-0 in one score games, we're not doing that, and everybody needs to give more.
Give more, do more, be better. That's what I hear from Danan Hughes about 95 Chris Jones, whose Pro Football Focus grade is a 60%. The lowest it's been in the last 5 years has been 88. That's quite the drop off.
And again, I don't know exactly what those numbers mean, but when you're constantly in the 90s and then you're in the 60s, that is eye opening. That is very eye-opening.
That's the power hitter that goes 5-6 straight years of hitting 270, 35 home runs, and then all of a sudden comes back the next year, and it's 250 and 18. It's like, what's going on?
You don't have
your eye anymore. You don't have the speed in the bat anymore. Like, it does happen to certain athletes in the history of sports that we have seen that there happens to be, for not everyone, but more focused on, you know, polarizing players. Because I always go back to Breeze and Manning. Now, Manning, it happened when he was like 40-ish or close to 40.
And his head fell off.
And it was his shoulder. And you're watching Peyton Manning in preseason, like, oh, they're just saving stuff. And then the regular season starts, and then all of a sudden you're going, he can't throw the ball 25 yards.
Didn't he have a neck injury?
He had one, but it was his shoulder by the time he got old. He couldn't throw the ball 20 yards. And they put in, what was it? Not Paxton Lynch. What's the guy's name?
Brock Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler. Yes. And then it got to the final end of the season. Like, all right, Peyton, I think we can ride this defense and have you manage the game.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Drew Brees, same thing. The older he got, and then 1 year just was like, all right, Brees doesn't have anymore. I don't know if that's
the
case.
Yeah, he had the neck surgery in 2011, so that's why he couldn't turn, because he had that neck thing going on. He was a robot in his final year.
And I don't know, and I'm going to give Chris Jones a little bit more credit because he is only 30, but I know that 30 seems to be the magic number in the NFL minus quarterbacks, because normally quarterbacks thrive once they hit 30. They get into that, like, expertise mode. But double teaming is probably starting to tax Chris Jones a little bit more. And that stamina tank is drifting fast in games is what I am noticing. That, you know, 2-3 years ago, obviously, 26, 27, 28, he's getting double teamed. He's fighting through it. But the thing that is concerning that I thought the text line brought up earlier is that, yeah, he may not be getting to the quarterback and he might be getting pressured, but where are the hands? Because when Chris Jones was beat and he couldn't get past the line of scrimmage, he would just put those paws in the air and knock a ball down or make his presence felt. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing that. And Chris Jones is statistically headed towards the worst year of his career.
Well, hey, look, we can sit here and make these excuses for Chris Jones or have these conversations about Chris Jones and say, yes, the double teams and all this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, when you're wearing that gold jacket, you just have to be better than everybody else. And the excuses, in my opinion, and I don't know if they're excuses, they're legit, whatever, however you want to look at it, they don't hold water for me anymore. And for me, I just, you know, I need to see Chris Jones playing at that level. That's a great text that you brought up, Dusty. Like, maybe you are slow now and you have hit that magic age of 30 and your play has dissipated. We're watching right in front of our eyes Chris Jones cross over, you know, into the next stage of his life, because I don't think it's that Chris Jones isn't trying. I don't think it's because it's a want to. I think age has finally caught up with Chris Jones. And if that's the case, that texter's dead on. You may not get to the quarterback. Get those arms up, man. Knock that ball down. You've been really good at knocking the ball down and deflecting passes over the course of your career. That's probably an angle and an opportunity that we need to explore a little bit. If you're not going to get to the quarterback, affect the ball with your arms being up in the air and not give these guys that throwing lane. It just looked too easy for Josh Allen the other day. It just looked too easy. And in the games where, you know, we're calling out Chris Jones, it looked easy for Trevor Lawrence.
And I'm the premier Chris Jones defender. I have been, but I keyed in on him specifically because I just had that feeling. We talked about a big game. He's going to show up.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see one of my favorite Chiefs of all time look like himself. So I was like, I'm going to watch him every play he's in. Just about 80% of the plays, probably too much at this point in his career, due to your point, because he is 30, due to the point that the Chiefs need to add a defensive lineman. All that's right. Part of the conversation, but
yes, it all intertwines.
It's all encompassing, yes, but he is legitimately, I mean, I'm seeing him get pushed back, stand straight up, and just get bulldozed. I mean, I don't care if it's two guys or if it's one-on-one. Like, dude, hold your ground. Like, at least stand pat and let someone else maybe make a tackle, but you're getting pushed back 3, 4, 5 yards. That Bills offensive line is good, but you're supposed to be the best. I'm kind of.
That's the thing. We're not talking about a marginal average or above average player here. We're talking about a future Hall of Famer. The rules are different for you, you know?
Yeah, you're supposed to be the best, and you're paid like the best, too, more importantly. To your point about the being 30, though, that's just not what I'm seeing, and I didn't hear Danan mention his age as a reason. I don't know, obviously. We're all kind of pontificating, you know, guessing, inferring what could be the reason that he's not looking himself.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, I didn't hear Danan at least say that. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Look, I'll always go to the age first because I've seen this guy be so good and so dominating. You hate to think it's anything but age. That's the way my mind works. It's not for lack of effort. It's not he's tired. It's not he's done this. He's played too many games. All this kind of stuff. No, I look at it and I go, he hit that magic wall. He hit the age of 30. That's what I want to believe. Because I don't want to believe that he's just going through the motions. Because if he is, boy, that's a different conversation.
That's a good point.
Believe it or not, the trade deadline is at an end at 3 o'clock today. Danan on what he would bring to the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, I was liking a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Calais Campbell. How huge would that get have been? But I don't think based on them winning last night, I mean, they're not necessarily in the playoff hunt in the West right now, but that would be huge. I feel like if you're going to go D-line, you have to get an established veteran that has similar accolades, because if you're trying to push Chris Jones and maximize what you're getting from him based on what you're paying, it's not going to come by way of some younger player. It's got to be somebody that also garners the same kind of respect.
So there you go. You had mentioned earlier the analogy you gave it. It is toothbrush head, socks, batteries, something that you don't necessarily think you need, but when you have it, you don't have to worry about it.
Right, and then you told me about the box that your mom used to give you every year, your stepmom, used to give you every year for Christmas, and it contained deodorant and socks and soap and shampoo and all that stuff that you need. I go, what'd that save you? About $500 a year, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, this gift kind of stinks, but it's stuff you need all year long. And there's nothing worse than running out of something that you don't shop a lot for, whether it's shampoo, toothbrush, whatever the case may be, and then you don't have it. Your mom gave you that box. Your stepmom gave you that box. You knew that you had all that stuff all year long, and you didn't have to worry about any of that. You didn't have to worry about spending the money on that. You didn't have to worry about running out of that stuff. You didn't have to worry about going to the store for it. It wasn't sexy. It wasn't great. But by God, it was the most useful gift you got that year. And that's kind of what I'm looking at in the next couple of hours. I'm not looking for something that's going to be a new Ferrari. I'm not looking for something that's going to be, wow. I'm looking for something that's going to be productive. It's going to fit the system, and it's going to give me what I need. And that's somebody that can help this defensive line get to the quarterback and stop the run. That is the biggest weakness on this team right now.
Yeah, so they'll go get Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
That would be incredible.
Would you talk about anything else tomorrow? If like at 2 o'clock today the Chiefs go get Trey Hendrickson? It's not going to happen.
Right.
But imagine.
Too bad they didn't draft a first-round defensive end a couple years ago.
Well, look at you. The last one that Dana gave us was...
Who did they take instead?
They took FAU is what I'm saying. They took a first-round defensive end.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there.
My God, they could have taken Sam Laporta. I don't know why he's, you know, that guy, R.W. McCall, or that guy's name is. Dana Hughes on a grade that he would give the Kansas City Chiefs in the first half. And we also want to know what you would give them. 913-586-7965. What grade do you give the Chiefs? This is Dana.
I will go through all the grades for every position on my show, Players Only, on Thursday night. But giving overall grade right now, I'd have to say we are at a C.
Sometimes that C can slap you in the face, and you can say, you know what? I respect that, because that's probably what it was. Now let's go get that B, or maybe, you know, throw in a little extra credit in the trade deadline and get an A. Because Briscoe the same way. He gave it a B minus or a high C plus, and Dan Hughes, C. What do you give it?
It's about a C, yeah. It's just been average. It's a 5-4 record. You are what your record is. They're a little bit above average, so like a C plus.
Yeah, C's fine.
No doubt. We'll see what happens as we count down the time here on the trade deadline. We'll wrap this show up on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
In Kansas City, this is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Here on 96.5 The Fan, final segment for Fesco, Dusty, and Mac here on a show we call Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
Nothing new on the trade deadline I'm gathering, right? From anybody, really.
Yeah, you probably have more action on a Tuesday night than you do on a Tuesday trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
5-4 is 55%, so there, you get an F. That's some tough graders
out. Wow, that's
out
a tough
here.
Grader.
We got some Miss Creeches out here. Wow. Shout out to Blue Springs High School, Miss Creech. God, somebody please let me know she's still alive.
Well, you can look that up, I'm sure. I'm sure if she's a former teacher, she's got a Facebook page.
Yeah, because this Friday, I think I'm going to be back at my old stomping grounds. Blue Springs versus Blue Springs South, playoff football, baby.
Oh, playoff game this weekend.
Yes,
wow, look at that.
Yeah, it'll be at Blue Springs South, so in my hometown, but I cannot wait to go to that game. I need somebody to give me some field access. I want a POV of that game, baby. Friday Night Lights, Blue Springs South, playoff football.
Hell
let's
yeah.
go. Can't wait.
I know that I'm hard.
You better believe it. Somebody says, please tell me we clipped Dustin saying a C slapped him in the face. And then someone says, better than a D slapping you in the face. That is very true in this grading system. Somebody says 5-9 equals 56%. That's a failing grade, fellas. I'm not that harsh.
You realize like that's not how we grade because they're above 500 right now. That's not how we grade sports. It's not 5 out of 9 or anything like that when it comes to win losses. You want more wins than you have losses.
This comes from the 816 as well. They aren't making any moves. Stop the nonsense. Eagles did what the Chiefs needed to do, traded for Phillips. The Chiefs will sit around with their thumbs up their ass, and they say we could be use those picks on some development linebacker or safety, offensive tackle that will literally never play for us.
See, that is a down bad Chiefs fan that is clueless. I'll be honest with you. That text sucks. You need to work double time. That's like one of the worst I've ever seen. That is as bitter and as negative as you can be for a franchise that has given you 8 of the greatest years you've ever had being a professional sports fan. They're not going to do anything. They stink. Blah, blah, blah. Go find a new team, bro. Like, seriously, if it's got you bad that mad, if it's got you mad that bad, and whatever, I'm trying to say
that 5 times fast.
I mean, my God, read that again. I mean, come on.
They aren't making any moves. Stop the nonsense. Eagles did what the Chiefs needed to do. Traded for Phillips. They will sit around with their thumbs up their ass and say we could use those picks on some development linebacker or safety, offensive tackle that will literally never play for us.
Yeah, like, so go ahead and go start taking a look at all the drafts that this organization, just since Andy Reid has gotten here, how many of those linebackers that just sit around? How many of them you got on your roster?
What are you, Ned Yost, talking about the third baseman tree?
No, but I'm just, like, I'm criticizing this guy and poking facts at this. How many linebackers are just sitting around that we're never going to use? How many draft picks in the Andy Reid era have truly been zeros? FAU has been one, Sky Moore has been one, and Breland Speaks has been another. In 13 years, you got 3 zeros on your roster. What this organization has done to build up their organization and build up their roster and build up everybody through the draft, right? Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, all of the great players, Leo Chenal, you know, George Karloftis, Trent McDuffie, the list goes on and on. You know, the left tackle, Josh Simmons, who's back in Kansas City. That's great news. You've got also the kid you drafted at right guard from Tennessee. You've got the center on this team. Like, to sit here and say that kind of crap makes you just sound like a teenage girl that lives in my house, not appreciative of one GD thing that we've done for you.
Somebody says, don't forget to mention CEH. Another person says they don't have any money. And then they also, another number says, I don't want Veach to get another player that Spags won't use.
And then there's that, which is a great text in a way.
You're going to reference Anuche.
Well, you got him, but any of them. Who did Andy use from an offensive standpoint that we went out there and got?
He hasn't gotten anyone good, and he did use DeAndre Hopkins. He helped them win games last year. He
very,
did.
Very slim.
He
I
helped
mean,
them win games last year, though. They needed him, yes.
They needed him, but I don't remember one thing DeAndre
Hopkins
did.
And you're talking about
did.
Le'Veon Bell and a bunch
right,
of 35
the type of guys that,
players.
Right, but that's
haven't added a 24-year-old Breece Hall.
And they're not adding a 24-year-old Breece Hall.
The logic can't be what Andy's done with these in the past, because what these guys in the past, you're talking about trash cans, you're talking about has-beens, you're talking about nobodies. I'm talking about adding a premier running back at 24 years
old. But you also do realize they don't value that position. It's been 13 years. They put no effort into that position. Why are they going to start now?
They would have paid Kareem Hunt.
That's fair.
He would have stayed on this team. Yeah. They would, but yeah, because of what happened.
Maybe.
And they do value. They drafted CEH in the first round.
Yeah, because Mahomes told him it was after the Super Bowl. Okay. What did you
I don't
really
care.
At that point in time, that was like, yeah, we got house money. What
I need
the
a
hell?
Defensive lineman. That's what I need, Bob.
Yeah, you do need a defensive lineman. So let's get back to what matters. It's not stop thinking they're going and getting Breece Hall. Just stop.
No,
just
I don't
stop
think they're
nonsense.
Thinking that, but I'm just saying.
But yes, they do need to go and get bodies on the defensive line. I'm not arguing that at all, but I will defend this organization to the day I die for what they've done since Andy Reid took over. And when you got somebody coming in here saying all they're going to do is use a draft picks on a backup linebacker that nobody uses, that is an ignorant ass take.
The other thing, too, though, is that we talk about how Andy Reid adjusts. Maybe it's time for him to adjust as well. Like, maybe it's time to go try out what a 24-year-old running back would be and how it would change his offense.
I don't disagree with that, but now is not the time
because
to do that.
If talking about how Patrick Mahomes can't always be Superman because it hurts him, he doesn't have to be that when he has an elite running back. But, and we saw that what the Bills did against the Chiefs is exactly what the Eagles did and the Bucs did in the Super Bowl.
Let's do this in the offseason then. Let's bring a running back in March, whether it's a free agent or drafting the guy in April, and have him here for the entire offseason to get into the system, to get going. I have no problem doing that in the offseason. They would bring somebody in from the running back position. We'd all walk away with the same opinion. What did that guy really do? It's been par for the course. I mean, and really, in the Uche thing, too, he's playing good right now, right?
I think this city would be way more ecstatic if they went and got Breece Hall over Trey Hendrickson.
No doubt, because it's a name you know. It's a guy that you can see in your fantasy team. Of course, yeah, offense sells. Defense wins championships.
I mean, Trey Hendrickson is about as equal of a name in Kansas City as Breece Hall is.
I would hope so, but still.
That should be a good poll maybe for tomorrow. Which name would have made you more excited, Hendrickson or Breece Hall? I think it would be pretty close.
I think it would be. I really do think
it would be pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just, you know, I piggyback on what you say and try to play both sides of the field here. When you talk about Andy adjusts and realize what the league is. You read those numbers of the running back where mm-hmm. you said they missed the boat on a productive running back.
No, I didn't say that. I said defensively they may have missed the boat. Not, I didn't say anything offensively. Okay. Defensively they missed the boat.
Yeah, for stopping the run.
Okay, yes. And I'm sorry. But where I think they missed the boat is getting somebody that can handle the running game. And they paid Elijah Mitchell, and he's nowhere to be found.
And that's on them, too. Like what?
That
what,
goes to Veach's credit, though. Like that, if we're going to be here and talk good about Brett Veach and defend the franchise till we die, then you have to also bring up the fact they went and got Elijah Mitchell, and they could have paid J.K. Dobbins, or they could have paid somebody like Javonte Williams, who is clearly a better running back and can actually play in the league.
Andy, who do you want? Go get me that guy. Fine. I mean, that's kind of how it works inside that organization, right? And you bring the guys to Andy, here's our five guys. Cause I've had these conversations. Here are our five guys. Who do you like the best? He has the final say over everything.
Sure.
He's got the final say. So if he said, hey, Elijah Mitchell, yeah, let's go get him. And you also wonder too, how much money they want to invest.
Then can I judge Brett Veach then? I'm just asking, how do I judge?
I don't know the answer to that question. And it's a legit question because people say it all the time. And I've criticized the national media for never giving Brett Veach credit.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as Andy Reid's here, it's hard to look past Andy Reid, whether it's credit or blame. He's such a big figure in this league that even the folks at the national.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
National level, they don't talk about Brett Veach at all. They talk about Andy Reid because, yep. I mean, Andy Reid, that's the beauty if you're Brett Veach. You got Andy Reid to dominate for you. But it's also the like, hey, wait a second here. I've done some good things too. But no, I mean, from everybody that I've had these comments, like Andy Reid leads the organization in everything that they do. Andy's got that final say, and he should. He's earned that, right? He's the greatest coach maybe in the history of the NFL. Yeah.
And I mean, we'll see. I mean, time will tell. The clock is ticking to the trade deadline. The clock is ticking for you as well today.
5 hours.
To go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. Stay cool. Stay groovy. Stay kind. Kansas City coming up next. Cody Golden Drew, 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Max Friday, where he goes to Espana and enjoy some life. We'll talk to you tomorrow on 96.5 The Fan. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.